se despierten con la luz de tu mirada. Yo adiós te pido. Colombian musician, singer, and songwriter Juanes skyrocketed to international fame in the early 2000s when he embarked on his solo career. But as he describes in his new memoir called Juanes Chasing the Sun, his road to stardom hasn't been without its unexpected and sometimes unpleasant twists and turns. Juanes is here with me in the Soundcheck studio today. Welcome back.
Hello, man. Nice to see you again.
Last time you were here was in 2007. You had just released La Vida es un Ratico, yes. Life is a Moment.
Life is a Moment, yeah.
And you were on top. You were on top of the world.
Yeah.
Now you come back in 2013 with the MTV Unplugged record, which won a Grammy and a Latin Grammy. So it seems like you're back on top. But the in-between years seem to have been a tough time.
And, yes.
And it's not so long ago. So what made you want to write about the arc of your career so close to what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to share with my fans, like, my point of view of what really happened to me. And also because I wanted to thank all the people that is having supported my career during all these years. You know, sometimes when you feel depressed, when you are in a bad moment, you have clarity of who is around you. And the value of life. I don't know why, but I just feel like that. And I decided to do this project. At the beginning, we start as a photo book, you know. But then we just start to add some, you know, informations and text. So I decided to write some of my memories.
Mm-hmm. It still is very much a photo book.
Yeah, definitely.
Some remarkable photos going all the way back to when you were a kid in Colombia. Your early metal band there, and then, of course, all these great concert photos. Some of the older ones, I mean, who was documenting all of your various musical steps along the way?
Yeah, there's a guy in my city, in my hometown, Medellin, called Román González. And he's kind of, you know, the metal guy. I mean, he has all pictures of all the bands. He has all, you know, records, everything. So when we were planning to make this book, immediately, I just thought just to call Roman. So I spoke with him, and he helped us with a lot of the pictures that you have in the book.
Well, and I think for many of your fans who are not familiar with your background, the big surprise of the book is that you came out of the heavy metal scene there in Medellin. We say Medellin. You say Medellin.
Medellin, yes.
Medellin.
Medellin, yes.
The fact that there even was a heavy metal scene there is kind of surprising. But how did you go from listening to Silvio Rodriguez and Carlos Gardel and, you know, the great voices of Latin American music to Slayer and Metallica?
That was great, man. That was a really great time for me. I remember the first time that I listened to Slayer music or Iron Maiden or Metallica. And it was when I was like 14 years old. And it was because of my friends at school, you know. I used to listen to a lot of folk music, so I didn't know anything else that just Carlos Gardel and Silvio and all these, you know, incredible singers from South America. Mm-hmm. But then my friends at the school, they were all the time talking about these heavy metal bands, and so I just asked them to give me some cassettes, you know, some LPs to listen to this music. And I couldn't believe it, so I just went, like, radical from one side to the other.
That is pretty radical. I mean, Carlos Gardel, the king of the tango.
Yes.
To, I mean, what was the one that really grabbed you first?
Well, Raining Blood from Slayer, Kill 'Em All from Metallica, The Number of the Beast, Iron Maiden, and then Black Sabbath, Sabotage. Take me through the centuries to supersonic years.
What did your parents think of that?
they were worried at the beginning, you know, because they used to see me singing these, you know, folk songs and the acoustic guitar. And then from one day to the other, I start to have my long hair and wearing all in black, you know. And so they were worried about me, you know. They didn't know exactly what I was doing. They thought that I was in drugs or they were doing something, you know, something wrong. But after, you know, years and discipline, I showed them that for me it was more than just a long hair. Mm. For me it was, I mean, like a religion for me, you know. I found in this music strength and confident and a lot of you know, energy that I didn't have on the other side.
We're speaking with Juanes. His new memoir is called Juanes Chasing the Sun. Now, throughout your life, you write about being, you know, growing up in a really religious family. You go through some dark times, which we can talk about. But by the end of the book, you know, it's a theme throughout the book is God and religion and faith. How, I understand that when you first heard these metal bands, you couldn't understand what they were saying.
No.
Once you actually got to know what Slayer was singing about, how were you able to kind of reconcile what they're singing about with, you know, your own faith and upbringing?
Yeah, that was you know, a little bit weird because at the beginning, I didn't speak even a word in English. So for me, the connection was through the energy of the music, the sound, you know, the guitars, the drums, the voices, and I mean, all of our friends, I mean, we didn't know exactly what they were saying. So we were just connected in another way. Now I just understand many of the words, and you know, I just connect with the music. To be honest, you know.
Okay. Ecchymosis was the name of your heavy metal band.
Yes.
Which you formed when you were still teenagers.
Yes.
And you began to get attention on the Colombian music scene, and you eventually had a hit song.
Yeah.
Called Solo.
Solo, yes.
Now,
that's
this
right.
This was the band's ballad, right?
Yeah, it was the only ballad we had and the only song that was played on the radio in 1993.
Well, 20 years later, let's play it on the radio again.
Esto solo pienso que solo puedo ver allá de la luna es un horizonte más que alcanzar. Paso a paso siempre voy construyendo mi vida, tropezando constantemente con lo que sueño.
That is Juanes, a very, very young Juanes, with his heavy metal band, Ecchymosis. Solo is the name of the song. The band was called Ecchymosis. You write a very funny line in the book about how this song Solo became a hit because you had yourself and all your friends call these radio stations and request it.
Yeah. At that time in the radio in our city, it was almost impossible, you know, to play a song like this. You know, it was all about pop music from the 80s, that kind of, you know, like New Order, Depeche Mode, you know, that kind of sound. Yeah. So for this song, it was like impossible. But we tried so hard, and we called to the radio stations, my friends, my brothers, all the guys in the band, and then we just finally...
You just wore them down.
Oh, yes, man. I remember.
So you're dialing, you're changing your voice each time you dial.
Yes.
And as you write in the book, you'd never get away with that these days, you know, with caller ID. They would have you pegged like that.
Yeah.
So Ecchymosis, that song actually kind of leads to away from the heavy metal part and something a little bit closer to how we've come to know you over the years as a solo artist. I mentioned the last time you were on our show, 07, it was when La Vida had been released. That album, incredibly well received. You clearly felt great about it. You played a couple of tracks from it on our show back then. Then what happened?
Then I just start to feel so tired, you know, about everything because we were touring for almost 10 years with nonstop, you know, and that was like the last album. Even when I was doing La Vida, I remember when I was in the studio with Gustavo Santaolalla, I was feeling like a little bit, you know, like shocked, you know, and just in the creative process.
Just to let people know, Gustavo Santaolalla, great producer, one of the central figures in the rock and Espanol scene. He's also done some classical music.
And he also won Oscars from movies,
Brokeback
Mountain,
and
Babel. Mm-hmm. Well, so we were in the studio, but at the end we saved the album, and it was incredibly great, and we had a long tour with a lot of success. But after that, I don't know, man. I just feel so tired, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to be at home. I just wanted to be with my kids, and I didn't have the strength enough to say stop at the right moment. So I said to myself, no, I can do this. I can do this. I want to keep going. And then when I was 2 years later recording the album Parsi, well, I was like in a very bad situation, you know. Mm-hmm. Creatively, you know, I was not feeling great with the songs, with the lyrics. I was recording this album in London with a really great producer called Steven Lipson. But Steve didn't speak Spanish. So for me, and I was like alone, you know, I was like, you know, in this situation, but I couldn't communicate well with Steve. And then at the end, well, there was a really cool record. I loved it. It was not too commercial, but it was like a different hard time for me.
Yeah.
So I decided to stop after we did some concerts, and I said, I want to stop everything. I don't want to do anything else for now. I just need a little rest to my soul and my heart.
Yeah. You know, we've grown accustomed over the years to reading musicians' autobiographies, and they talk about going through detox, and it usually means drugs and alcohol abuse and stuff like that. You use the word detox in this book, and you describe it as canceling your email account and yes. changing your phone number.
Yes.
That for you was detoxing?
Definitely, man. Yes. You know, I was so, how can I say this? It was too much voices in my mind, you know. And I just needed to stop and to have a little moment of silence, of peace, to listen to my interior voice again.
Right.
Because I didn't have that. I was far from my center. So I changed my phone number. I canceled my email account. I called to a record company and I say, you know what, guys? I just need a break.
Yeah. You talk about being called a product.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, at some point when you're that successful and you are an international star, in a sense, you are a product. Now you're back on that horse again. You know, you're still in that race, sort of. So how do you not become a product again?
Well, I guess for me, now my career and my life is in my own terms. It's in my times. So I decide when I want to go, you know, and share things with the audience, not with somebody else is telling me, you have to do this, you have to say that, you have to, you know. Now it's like different for me. The value of being a happy or success person is just different for me now. So that's the difference.
The book is called Juanes, Chasing the Sun. Juanes, obviously my guest on Soundcheck here. And you talk about the offer to do the MTV Unplugged record as kind of like this great gift that was given to you, this opportunity to get back into the business on your own terms.
Yeah, I was, back in those days, I was like, you know, very depressed, and I didn't know what to do with my life, with my career. I didn't have new songs to make a new record, and I didn't want it anyways. So when MTV asked me to record the MTV Unplugged, I say, well, I mean, yes, this is the answer, you know, because this is a great opportunity for me to make a project like really relaxed and just remake the songs and experiment. And years before, I had the opportunity to speak with Juan Luis Guerra, a great musician from Dominican Republic.
Great singer-songwriter.
Oh, yeah, he's the best. So he decided to produce this record, and then was like a great team. So we had the best time. It was like my new way to connect with music and myself through this MTV Unplugged, definitely.
So without the pressure of having to write new songs, you found yourself writing new songs.
Yes.
Because the one we're going to hear, La Señal, this is a new song that you did for the record.
Yeah, but this song, La Señal, was like a song that I needed that I wanted to write, you know. At the time, the commercial radio were all about, you know, like dance music or bachatas or, you know, this kind of styles that I like. But for me, it was hard to do a song like that. So I said, no, this is what I want to do. I want to do this song. I want to talk about this, my interior journey to find faith and to find answers. And then I did this song, La Señale, and it was such a great, you know, moment for me.
It's from the Juanes record called MTV Unplugged, which won multiple Latin Grammys and an American Grammy as well.
Dame la fuerza y voluntad, dame la señal que necesito ahora para calmar esta pasión que ahoga y quiere salir. La luna llena me recuerda que vale la pena luchar por ti, que vale la pena, que vale la voz del amor, habla en mi corazón. Estoy conectado con Dios y con vos. Hay una señal en esta canción. Dame la fuerza que necesito, libertad. Me das ganas de volar.
La Señal from the MTV Unplugged record, a live set for MTV by my guest Juanes and his band, which was a big hit. Lots of Grammy awards. They were lining up on two sides of the Grammy aisle to give you awards for this record. The book is called Juanes Chasing the Sun. And I mentioned before that for your fans, you know, perhaps one of the big surprises of the book is the heavy metal in your background. One of the other surprises is the story of you at, is it Lake Geneva or outside Geneva in Switzerland, the UFO sighting.
Yes, that was one of the most incredible, you know, nights for me, you know, because just right before that happened, I always thought, well, I mean, we are not alone here, definitely not, and there is something else, need to be something else outside. So I just had this experience, you know, with the UFOs, and it was something incredible that just changed many things.
Well, what exactly did you see?
I saw five lights, big lights on the sky, and they were, at the beginning, I thought, well, maybe there's some airplanes that are going to arrive to the airport in Geneva. But they were stay in the same place. There was no noise, anything, and then they start to move one side to the other, like by GPS, like perfectly, you know, movements and doing some figures like the squares and triangles and stuff like that, like very weird. Like.
And one of the band members says they must be helicopters.
Yes, or balloons or something like that. Uh-huh. And then at the end, we realized what we were seeing at that moment, and it was an incredible moment, yeah.
Did you have any hesitation about writing about that? Because you must know the kind of response that at least some people are going to give you.
Yeah, of course. You know, actually, a year ago, I was doing an interview. Some journalist asked me about this, and I just said what I saw. And then the day after, in all the media, there was like, you know, laughing at me, saying things that I was crazy. Well, you know, it's just about time. too much ego we have here, and we cannot think that we are the only ones. There's something else.
And you say it was, I mean, you describe it as a life-changing experience.
Yes, definitely, because for me, this replanted everything about my life and everything that I used to learn about life and creation and everything. So, and I'm still very, you know, faith guy, but I just have different point of view now.
Hmm. The book is called Juanes, Chasing the Sun, and it is full of these incredible photos throughout your life and career, right up to the present day. Is there a new record coming?
Yes, man, of course. Yeah, that's the main thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to record my new album in July. I'm going to start to record it, and it's going to be produced by Mr. Steve Lillywhite. He's a producer from the UK.
Yeah, did a lot of those new wave bands back in the 80s, like XTC and bands like that.
And The Killers also, and Dave Matthews. And then Meme from Café Tacuba is going to be on the team as well, helping us. So
Café Tacuba, great Mexican rock and Espanol band.
Yeah, so we have a really good team, and we're going to start to record in July in Los Angeles. So it's going to be ready for probably the end of this year, or if not, we will be released in the beginning of 2014. And I have all the songs now, and it's just about to go to the studio and just do it.
All right. Juanes next time through town. I hope you will bring those songs here and play some for us
here
in the studio.
Oh, man, I'd love to do it, man.
All right. Juanes will be playing here in New York at Radio City Music Hall on June 22nd. And for our listeners at WDET, he'll be performing in Detroit at the Royal Oak Music Theater on June 14th. The book is out now. It's beautifully illustrated, called Juanes Chasing the Sun. Juanes, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, my friend. Such a pleasure.
This is Soundcheck.
Y atravesar el bosque que divide nuestras vidas.